Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 27th day of July, 2022. And tonight we have Courageous Craig on the board.
Good evening, everybody.
And we have none other than Pastor Joe Larson. Joe?
Flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot? Yes, if that's me, I'm here.
And you still have most of your teeth, don't you?
Well, some of them.
There you go.
Hey, I'll warn you, I've been, whatever I'm hearing gets broken up. And I tried a different phone line, so just giving you a warning, we're having a little trouble already.
All righty. Well, maybe this time it's not got to do with being jammed, or do you think it is?
It just be the weather, yep.
Okay. Boy, you guys have had some rain there in Missouri, haven't you? Especially up around St. Louis.
We missed it and missed it and missed it, and finally today it hit here on the ranch. And it was funny, within 30 minutes things turned green, the grass. I mean, you could literally watch it green up. It
was, wow.
God, you're just praising, but his nature is so marvelous.
Well, we saw that in some places there in Missouri, they had 10 inches of rain within a couple of hours.
Yeah, and I didn't get that much, but I got enough that I'm thrilled.
All right, very good. Well, I'm glad. All right, Joe, the title, remember, was Hypocrites, Them, and Now. And we left off, and let's recap in Matthew 23, starting in verse 13.
We were just getting ready to talk about the seven woes you were talking.
Yep, so Let's just take it verse by verse here. Go ahead and just read verse 13.
But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in.
All right, so let's take a look at this now. We know that the Pharisees were called the separated ones, and they were both the religious leaders, which were the most highly respected, but they were also the judicial leaders. They were the lawyers and the judges, too. And so here, what happens, the Lord Jesus called them hypocrites. How do you think, what were they doing that ended up not letting others into the kingdom of heaven and not entering themselves? What were they doing to keep others and themselves out of the kingdom of heaven?
They were pushing their own laws, not God's, and they were promoting themselves, not the Lord.
What is the root of all evil?
Pride.
Well, now, what is this? The love of is the root of all evil.
The love of money.
Right, and so here,
Pride is the greatest sin, and I think they had both. They were loved their pride of their power and position and the money they were able to make. So it's kind of a two-edged sword.
Absolutely. So what happened is here they had more and more hunger for more power, for more money and status. And here, so you see, Jesus referred to them as hypocrites. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees. Okay, hypocrites. Okay, play actors. The word means a play actor. Now, he goes on to say in verse 14, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pittance make long prayer. Therefore, you receive the greater damnation. Now, here, this is important, okay? When they devour widows' houses, how do you think they're devouring widows' houses?
Well, they were cheating them out of their homes by different methods.
He says they make long prayers, so they would stand out there, and Mrs. Goldstein, Henry, I have prayed and prayed for Henry. Henry's got one leg. Henry's got one arm. I've got his right leg and his right arm into. But prayer is hard. Prayer is hard.
We need more money to pray him into heaven.
That's right. This is. I'm not a wealthy man. This is how I make my living. So he goes on to say, but now he says, therefore you shall receive the greater damnation. Now, what's the difference between that, the connotation of that word damnation and condemnation?
Damnation is more, the judgment is worse for you, because anybody that God puts in a position to lead the people, to preach the people, to guide the people, if they use the people, their judgment's going to be worse on them than just a regular thief.
Condemnation means you've kind of been sentenced, but the damnation means you're being executed, huh?
Right. Pretty much, you've already been judged, and the sentence is not going to be good.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. This is a very serious one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You look all over the place to find somebody you can mold into your image and make him even worse than you are.
So when he was doing, they were blindly leading God's people to follow man-made traditions,
right.
Okay?
Dogma, like we have today. We have all of these churches, especially like the Episcopal, the Roman Catholic Church, and others. They have all this church dogma, and that actually is more important to them than the doctrine of Jesus Christ. We, like Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. The church, the mainstream, what they call the mainstream church, is doing just what the Pharisees did back then.
Okay, so that application has got with the religious aspect and the judicial aspect, the legality, if you will. And so how does that compare? In other words, today, with the so-called laws that they have out there, things that they have passed, making such hideous crimes legal, violations of God's law, making them legal today, by
abortion,
these,
murdering of children created in God's own image. The Bible says, thou shall not, must not, cannot, will not shed innocent blood. So the entire, this nation, the Democratic Party, we must get up there and shed as much innocent blood and kill as many babies as possible.
And so they did that, and today these laws with judicial, with corrupt, with extremely corrupt judicial, extremely corrupt people, would you say Merrick Garland would fit in that category as being one that is extremely corrupt?
Yeah, extremely. He just violates the Constitution. He violates the laws of the the Justice Department. He, you know, violates honor. He lies. He deceives. I mean, he and the things he does causes people to die.
What about the so-called January 6th committee? Would you say that that so-called committee is extremely corrupt? That they're forcing, they have a prosecution, but no defense is allowed. No defense. They allow people that burn, loot, and murder to burn down cities, and they won't even prosecute them. They shoot innocent women, like the Babbitt woman. They shoot and murder. They murder innocent people that are Christians and patriots, and they turn their eyes away from it. But then they prosecute Christian patriots, good people, people that are, they're not even worthy, people that are much, much better than they are. They'll prosecute them.
Or ever will be, yeah.
And it's,
the entire system is corrupt. The deep state is corrupt. That's why we tell people it is anti-Christ. And anything that is anti-Christ is going to come under condemnation, judgment, and does not bode well for the nation as a whole, as long as we allow these people to be our leaders.
What about Liz Cheney? What would you say about Liz Cheney?
The Bible says something about liars have a, you know, place in the lake of fire. That's where they're headed, and she is one of those. She sells out everything, her party, her country, for her own power and prestige. But she's really she's just a nasty person that has an agenda that just lies and cheats and makes her own rules.
All right, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees. Well, no, you blind guides, would say, whosoever shall swear by the temple, it is nothing. But whosoever shall swear by the gold of the temple, he is a debtor. You fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifieth the gold? And whatsoever shall swear by the altar, it is nothing. But whosoever sweareth by the gift that is upon the altar, he is guilty. You fools and blind, for whether is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifieth the gift? Whoso therefore that will swear by the altar sweareth by it, and by all things thereon. And whoso thou shalt swear by the temple sweareth by it, and by him that dwelleth therein. And he that shall swear by heaven sweareth by the throne of God, and by him that sitteth thereon. Now here...
Whoa, there we're getting into deep trouble, aren't we?
Well, he says, you're talking about what? Involving yourself in insignificant details and ignoring what is really important. Justice,
right.
Mercy, and faith, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Keeping up appearances. He's talking about keeping up false appearances while your private world is corrupt, acting spiritual to cover up sin. I have to laugh at these politicians acting like they're legitimate, acting like they're doing the right thing. Just unbelievable here, but pretending to have, you know, learned, you know, from, you hear them talking about and quoting different cases like with Richard Nixon and so on and so forth. Like, we've learned this from past history here, but what they're doing right now, what does it show? It shows that they haven't learned anything, and they're not even concerned about learning from past wrongs that are being done. They're only concerned about committing new wrongs, aren't they?
It seems like it. It just seems like they can't wait to find a new way to sin.
And so, now the Pharisees, here he goes on to say, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay the tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought you have done, and do not leave the others undone. you blind guides would strain at a gnat and you swallow a camel. What do you think he meant by that?
It's like they get all involved over a tiny little gnat, but the camel is the size of their sin. If they swallow a gnat, it's, oh, but their sin is like eating a whole camel. Yeah.
Well, here, you know, the Pharisees actually did that. They had strainers. That was one of their many laws or mandates, that they would strain their water, because if there was any little small gnats in there, it would catch the gnats. And, you know, gnats used to like to, because of the dry climate in that, where there was water, gnats drink water too, don't they?
Sure. Well, we know that gnats come out with the dew at night out in the country, and they can be bad enough, you want to be careful, or you breathe in a mouthful of them.
Well, you know, even if you're sitting outside, you know, in the summertime, and you have an iced tea or something, and you're drinking it, and you sit there or lemonade, they go right for it, the edge of the glass.
Sure.
And so
any moisture. Ants are the same way. They go after the moisture.
So they're talking about, well, that's what you were doing there in Missouri with all the dry climate. You were going for the moisture, weren't you?
Right.
Anyhow, here you go. Now, you blind guides would strain at a gnat and then swallow a camel. So, in other words, they were committing the real problems, the real things that were wrong, the things that they should have been concerned with, well...
Big and obvious, but they piddled over little things.
He goes on, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean the outside of the cup and of the platter, but within they are full of extortion, excess." So here now, that's a pretty serious charge, isn't it?
Right. Well, they had special rules for how they had to wash these utensils, and they had a big show of it. But what he's saying, they're eating and drinking all of the sin, and their gluttony, and they're stealing money and getting wealthy. So here they are making a pretense of cleanliness when inside they are, you know, dirty, filthy.
The cup was full of corruption and greed, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what he was saying, wasn't he?
This is what they're taking it into the body, though. I think they're saying that they're eating and drinking this corruption inside.
"Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like a whited sepulchre, which indeed appeareth beautiful outward, but are within full of dead man's bones and all of uncleanness. Even so you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." So how did they appear? What was it that they were doing that made them appear righteous?
Oh, they were outside their prayers. They made these long prayers in public, and they did different things for show. I call it putting on a dog and pony show to show how righteous they were, how obedient they were, and it was all, you know, they acted one way in front of an audience and another way in private.
Okay, so God looks upon the hearts of men, doesn't he?
Exactly. He doesn't. He knows what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what your motives are. If you do well, if I don't do this, I'll get caught, or if I don't get up there and grandstand, the people won't know that I'm really generous. If I don't write a big check and everybody knows it, you know. He's looking at what really motivates you, what you really believe and think.
So here they would stand out, and like you said, they would have their high phylacteries, but they weren't paying a bit of attention to what was in the phylacteries.
Not the actual words.
It was all for show. It was all for appearance sake. And, of course, do we have a lot of theater today, especially not just in the so-called, well, for a good example, would be the Prosperity Church. Do we have a lot of theater within the Prosperity Church?
Oh, it's all theater. I've watched some of the stuff that goes on at Branson. There's a lot of good Christian activities in Branson, Missouri. It's a beautiful entertainment place, but there are an awful lot of preachers running down there. It's all nothing but a big dog and pony show. That Jim, what's his name, that was Oh, had all those senior moments. Anyway, he was been on television with his wife with all the makeup, and he was.
Jimmy Baker.
Yeah, Jimmy Baker. He's back. He's back on television, and you know he's just one of those that puts on a big show. But there's nothing there. He's a shell of a man, a liar, a deceiver, and I'd hate to be anywhere near when he has to answer to God.
What about the so-called mainstream media, the fake news media, CNN, NBC? When you look at them, I mean, they look, they would appear like they're being, they're sincere. Even at points, it would look like they're actually journalists. But are they really journalists or?
No. They're putting on, again, here's another show. They're doing the, putting out the narrative, and they're acting like, oh, we're so offended and so upset. It's just sickening to watch.
What about when they have, when Biden's press conferences, when they take place, or there's this new woman that they have coming out?
What a joke. I'm sorry. I can't even stand to watch her come out. She lies so badly, she's not even good at it.
Okay, so now if we were going to be talking about really a dog and pony show, like what he's talking about, these hypocrites, could you say anything could possibly top what they call the January 6th committee, these hearings? Could you possibly top those illegitimate, you know, hearings? You talk about hypocrites. You talk about play actors. They actually have a movie producer producing these.
Well, look at the impeachment trials. It was the same thing. You had some of the same people involved up there. The impeachment trials, the emotion. It was the same kind of thing. They just keep doing the same thing over and over again. They always use emotion. They don't have logic. They don't have facts. So the liberal left, the Democratic Party, always goes in there, rush of emotion, and they have this appearance of, we are so righteous, we are so after the truth, and it's just a big play act.
Okay, so what about Secretary of Defense Austin, when he's demanding that all 60,000 soldiers get removed from the military for not taking the kill shot, and then yet, have you seen one place at NBC, ABC, CBS, any of them come out and say, you know what, he himself has been exempted. He himself has been exempted. Have you heard?
They never, ever say that. And plus, he's destroying the military, so he is really hurting the nation. He is doing great harm to the United States. And for that kind of behavior, he really should be punished. He should be in jail, let alone running things.
So, are we talking treason?
I would call it treason, yeah. If you are degrading our military readiness to the point that he is, I would call that treasonous. That's aiding and abetting the enemy. And that's what the definition of treason, anything that aids and abets the enemy, well, destroying our own military, breaking it down, making it weak, getting rid of some of our best trained people, I call that aiding and abetting the enemy.
All righty here. I'm gonna stop right there because we're up against the break. We'll pick it up at verse 29 tomorrow, Joe, in Lord's willing. And so here, we'll be back right after this with more. Don't go away. He lives. my pardon an empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know,
yes, I know,
he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives.
Because he lives,
because he lives,
I can face
tomorrow,
because he lives,
because he lives,
all fear is gone, because I know,
yes, I know,
he holds the future. Because he lives.
And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know he reigns.
Because he
back, and Joe, we have a lot to cover tonight. One of the things I wanted to say, and we've been talking about decertifyingfraud.com. Folks, remember, it's less than 40 days now. And they want to destroy all of the ballots. They want to get rid of the evidence. The extremely and completely corrupt Democratic Party wants to get rid of all of the evidence there of the election fraud. And, of course, nobody wants that more than the so-called Department of Justice and the corrupt Biden regime, unless maybe it's the fake news media, the mainstream news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and including Fox News, would love to see that evidence destroyed. Now, this is why we're here. I mean, we're in the minority, but God is a majority of one, isn't he? But anyhow, so exactly. Now,
he is
here's what
majority of all.
You know, for about $100, you know, you can send 300 and something postcards to all the state representatives in the five swing states, begging them not to, asking them, and we've sent hundreds of thousands already, hundreds of thousands they're receiving, not to destroy the evidence. And so here's what you do. You simply go to decertifyingfraud.com, decertifyingfraud.com.
Is it F-Y or I-N-G?
It's decertify. It's decertify, yeah. Fraud.com. Yeah, fraud.com. And once you get there, you can click on the button and you can send those postcards. So I would do it. I definitely would do it, okay?
If you can afford to, this is one of those times when you can really be heard. And just came up on the Internet a few minutes ago. This tells you that this is important. Jim Jordan says, new whistleblower disclosures reveal scandals pushed by FBI to pad domestic terrorism data. The whistleblowers are coming out saying that the FBI has been pressuring its agents to classify cases as domestic violence extremism, even when it wasn't. They're trying to appease the Obama administration, and the FBI officials are pressuring agents to reclassify different cases as this domestic violence extremism. And, you know, again, here we have lying to deceit at the highest office of the, what should be the cleanest organization we have. The FBI should have the highest standards in law enforcement. But what we have is a bunch of political operatives now running the show and the corruption. And this just shows you that everything within this government, it's corrupt. It's based on lies, deceit, and a grab of power, and that's one of the reasons they got into that position of power by the illegal election, and they want to maintain their position of power, and the first thing they got to do is make sure that the country never really knows the truth about how the election was stolen and how these agencies ignored the truth, the facts, didn't investigate. In fact, I'm sure every one of these agencies like the FBI and the Justice Department did their share to help keep you from the knowledge of the truth of the, well, it was really a political takeover, a coup by a crooked election.
It was a coup attempt, and you had rogue agents, you had the FBI, which is, and the so-called Department of Justice. They fear
agencies were out involved, lying and deceiving, hiding evidence. Remember,
they fear Donald Trump. They realize that if Trump gets back in, he was in the process of draining the swamp. But I don't think he realized just how deep the swamp was. They were everywhere.
Big and mean. Yeah. Well, look at those. What was it? 30 of the intelligence specialist came out and said, no, the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. They didn't read it. They had seen it, but they were willing to come out and stake their reputations on the fact, oh, we'll just tell people what we were told, Russian disinformation, to ignore the Hunter Biden laptop. So you can see the corruption is all the way through even all our intelligence agencies in the government.
It's right. It is deep, and I'm looking here. because we just had an article on some of those corrupts and naming those who were involved in that. But I'll get to that here. But we're going to be playing a clip at the top of the hour and about Big Pharma and the murderous antidepressant scheme. You know, drugs for depression cause birth defects, sexual dysfunction, and suicide. And that's just the tip of the iceberg that we're going to be talking. We're going to be playing a clip there at the top of the hour here. And I had that article that we were talking about. But anyhow, right now, breaking today, Joe Biden's DOJ. That's the Department of Judas, the corruption, unbelievable corruption investigation into President Donald Trump. Now, do you remember we played that clip by the very, very crooked Merrick Garland last night?
Right.
And as he was saying, we will, nobody's above the law, nobody's above the law. Well, Merrick Garland, nobody's above the law except for except for people that can have something on you, like Hillary Clinton. We saw that so-called trial, that was corrupt from top to bottom. It was a kangaroo. And Merrick Garland, let me tell you something. God's law is the ultimate. And Merrick Garland, I'm telling you right now, you are corrupt. You need to repent. Merrick Garland, you need to repent. You need to repent, Merrick Garland, or you're going to, and don't laugh. Don't laugh. Don't think it's funny, because God is not mocked. Listen to me. You're corrupt to the bone, to the very bone. God is not mocked. And so when he said, what about Hunter Biden? I thought no one was above the law. How much does it cost? Merrick Garland, what does it cost to be above the law, Merrick Garland, and you're corrupt, and you're completely and totally corrupt Department of Justice, Merrick Garland? What does it cost to be above the law? So all of these people that are corrupted, I mean, and completely corrupted, look, what about the cop that murdered Ashley Babbitt and the others, Merrick Garland? How come, why aren't they being prosecuted? Merrick Garland, I don't think you could find anyone as corrupt as yourself to prosecute. And I know we've been harping on this, but people really need to know because of the evil that this man is doing. And, you know, Fauci says, go ahead and investigate me, see if I care. Fauci has murdered, gotten away with murdering thousands of people. I mean, Fauci is guilty of the deaths of thousands and thousands. And Fauci says, you know what? Go ahead and investigate me. We own that Justice Department is in our pocket. We bought it and we paid for it. It's paid for. So go ahead and see how far it goes. That's how corrupt they become.
But the good news is, like with this thing with Jim Jordan, it was brave whistleblowers that came forward with information about what's happening at the FBI. We've done three or four stories now where whistleblowers are coming forward and telling what's going on within the Justice Department, with quite a few within the FBI, different stories, how they're whistleblowers, how they were hiding the Hunter Biden truth, and whistleblowers, how they were doing different things. So we've got people that just cannot stand the corruption of their hires in these different departments, and they're coming forth risking a lot, but I think it's just gotten so bad that they just cannot stand what they're seeing happen every day.
Senator Grassley, I was surprised that because you don't look for a whole lot of you don't look for a whole lot of courage in the Republican Party nowadays, but he came out, and of course,
yeah.
Jim Jordan praised the good
whistleblowers behind him, right?
Yeah, but the problem of it is, you see, you still don't have a Justice Department to prosecute this. It's totally corrupted completely. Now, the Biden Justice Department has opened an investigation into the legitimate and real president of the United States' actions to overturn the 2020 election results. The corrupt Biden regime is jailing his political opponents and is now investigating the legitimate president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. This is, by the way, an article by Christina Lila, but I'm reading it the way it should be read. It should have been written, okay? Meanwhile, the Republican Party is silent. That's what happens too often. Too often. There's not been a whole lot of intestinal fortitude, a whole lot of testosterone or backbone within the Republican Party. According to the Washington Post, DOJ prosecutors are probing conversations with the legitimate president of the United States, President Trump, his lawyers, and others in the inner circle who sought to substitute the legitimate president of the United States, President Trump's allies, for certified electors from some states Joe Biden won. Joe Biden didn't win those states.
No.
No. My guess is he probably, with the exception maybe of California and Massachusetts, he probably didn't win any. The Justice Department is...
There was enough cheating in every one of the swing states that if it had been a real fair election, Trump would have won all of the five swing states. So
absolutely. The Washington Post reported the Justice Department is investigating the legitimate President Donald J. Trump's actions as a part of a criminal probe of efforts to overturn the 2020 election results, according to four people familiar with the matter. Prosecutors are questioning witnesses before a grand jury, including two top aides to Vice President Mike Pence. Have you noticed that everywhere Trump goes to a candidate, Pence shows up at the same time in the same place? Have you noticed that?
Right. He's been, yeah, he's trying to shadow ban or, you know, go after Trump that way. But
he's
not going to work. People are not, they already know he let us down and we're not going to believe him.
I think there's something more to it. I think what he's trying to do, you know, in my mind is to get the people or somehow convince Donald Trump to take him back, okay?
You know, I thought he wants to run for president. There are too many people have been trying to.
He knows he's not.
Want him to run.
Right. He knows he's not going to do that. He knows, look, when you have the presidential primary coming up, you're going to have your whole litany of them out there. I don't know how many there will be.
Right. But I saw a list of the percentages of what the surveys were for, and Donald Trump was like 80% of all the stuff, and the other candidates were split over the 20. And I think the vice president was at Pence was at the bottom of all the other
He had 1%.
Or something like that.
And know. Trump had 78%. 78% with, and I think DeSantis had about 20%. 19, yeah, and all the rest were way down there with, you know, with 2% or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Very small, yeah.
Very small amount. Yeah. So here now, prosecutors who are questioning witnesses before a grand jury included two top aides to Vice President Mike Pence, have asked in recent days about conversations with the legitimate President of the United States, Donald Trump, his lawyers, and others in his circle, who sought to substitute Trump's allies for certified electors. For some states, Joe Biden won, according to two people familiar with the matter. Both spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. What do you think it'll take to get them to flat out their lie? Would it be money? Would it be the threat of, if you don't go along with what us, the FBI, we're going to sick the FBI on you, or you're going to find Antifa on your doorstep? What do you think it would take for that really corrupt so-called Justice Department to intimidate these people into lying?
I think it's one of those things that all the different people have a different weakness, and they are willing to use anything at their that they have, and they will just pick the weapon and match it to the individual.
That's
what they usually do. They find a person's weakness, and they go after it.
The persecutors have asked hours of detailed questions about meeting with the legitimate President Donald Trump in December 2020 and January 2021. His pressure campaign on Pence to overturn the election, and what instructions the legitimate President Donald Trump gave his lawyers and advisors about the fake electors and sending electors back to the states, and people said some of the questions focused directly on the extent of Trump's involvement in the fake elector effort led by his outside lawyers, including John Eastman and Rudy Giuliano. These people said the two are principal tracks of the investigation and could ultimately lead to additional scrutiny of Trump. Two people familiar with the situation said also speaking on the condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. You know, now, it's an interesting thing that after that Trump gave that speech, that tremendous speech on Sunday night, then this comes up right afterwards, right?
Yeah.
They had all of the, I mean, you know, people are turning out in larger and larger numbers. The first centers,
and they're getting more upset, angrier, more afraid, and it's going to get much worse even before the November elections, let alone the general coming up in 24.
The first centers on seditious conspiracy and conspiracy to obstruct a government proceedings, the type of charges already filed against individuals who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, and two leaders of the far-right group, Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Torrio, who did not breach the Capitol but were allegedly involved in planning the day's events. Allegedly, that committee is as corrupt, again, I don't think, Joe, I don't think if I and you were defense attorneys, and we had to take anybody on that committee, and we had to prove at some point in their life they told the truth about something, we would have a hard job, Joe.
Very difficult job.
The second involves potential fraud associated with a false elector scheme or with pressure Trump said his allies allegedly put on the Justice Department and others to falsify claims that the election was rigged and votes were fraudulently cast. What lies. Absolute lies.
You got to remember what's going on. We are in the middle of a communist revolution, a takeover of this government. And Trump is the thing they fear the most because he is the one who, if he gets back in, can turn this thing around. He is the voice that's, his followers are the ones that are going to be out there really promoting getting good candidates this November during the election. And what we're watching, for example, the White House today announced the sale of another 20 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This was set up to protect us in a huge, you know, San Francisco earthquake, a tremendous hurricane storm that wiped out the oil, you know, refinery and pumping stations in the Gulf. It was in case of war. And we know that he was selling a lot of it to our enemy, China. And this is the fifth sale. And what he's doing is he's trying to say that, the price of the gasoline has gone down. Why? Because it was too expensive. People didn't buy it. They were only filling their tank halfway. A lot of people quit traveling, going places. Out here where I live, people are going to go into town. They're going into town to go to church on Sunday, and they're stopping and doing their shopping at the stores that are open, making one trip a week because it's expensive. And he's using this for a political, trying to buy votes and promote, it's just the total dishonesty. And now we have the headlines. Manchin got together and finally listened to Chuckie Schumer And they are getting ready to do a bill that the Republicans are just screaming about. They call it Build Back Broke. And they're going to raise taxes, 15% tax on companies worth over $1 billion. They're going to invest in all kinds of renewable energy. And Manchin said they're going to call it the Inflation Reduction Act. They're going to tax and spend, and they're going to spend, where did I find, almost $400 billion for climate and energy to reduce our emissions by 40% by 2030. And even the Democrats, there was a Tina Smith from Minnesota. She's a Democrat. She tweeted, "Holy commoner," but in a good way. You know, this would, they didn't think this would ever happen, and one of them called it was the biggest green bill ever passed in America. They're going to spend $433 billion on energy and climate, and they're going to expand the Affordable Care Act, and they're going to raise taxes by somewhat around $740 billion. So you can see what's going on. This is a revolution. These people are doing everything they can to what bring this country to its knees and solidify themselves in power. I don't know how else to put it.
Okay, I wanted to say, too, and I know we've mentioned this time and time again, but we really need to keep mentioning that, Joe, and that is that, again, now for months, for several months now, we've been telling you how the chatter has it out there. When we talk about that, there's what is going on within the Patriot movement.
Right.
You have a lot of people don't understand because they're not visible, and at this point they can't become very visible, but what we call the white hats. These are people like you and I, Joe, except for they're people that are former high-ranking military officers, people that were in strategic parts of government who are no longer there. Right.
District attorney or attorneys, their assistant attorneys in the Justice Department.
But we're more so talking about those folks that were in the military. But now, again, they have been saying that, again, And China themselves, there was a meeting, and I listened to it, as they had said that, you know, they are, that come November, and this is what the Chinese military officers were talking, telling each other, that they were going to invade this country, the United States, okay? And from what our people believe is that this is why Austin and Milley and that are purposely weakening our military now. This is why Biden is selling our oil off. And that is that they're going to say, look, we cannot win a war with China. We're not strong enough anymore. We're too weak to do that. And the best thing that we can do is just surrender and agree to their terms. This is what is being said. Now, we hope this doesn't happen. We don't want this to happen. We want to do everything we can. And by talking about it and by letting you people out there know that what is happening out there, if they realize, wait a minute, you know, enough people know. Because that means that if it does happen, those people like Biden, Nancy Pelosi, you're going to know, Austin, Miller, you're going to know that they were the ones behind this. You're going to know that, okay? And to be in a country with 300 million people that are armed, that's not a good place for them to be, okay?
No, right.
When people realize that they've committed high treason against the American people. And so
one thing to me,
Joe, I'll be back. We're up against a heartbreak. Be right back after this. Okay.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.